Chapter 10. Detective Stones still wanted to answer his questions. His boss gave him no time and no help to investigate the crime. The detective had to investigate the Jeremy Foster murder during evenings and weekends. He used his holidays to search for answers. He had no help from his detective team. He was a man who found answers, though. No killer ever escaped from him. If there was something wrong, then he wanted to know. One day, he remembered something Mrs. Foster said. Her husband was very unhappy when he lost his job. She was worried and made him visit his doctor. Detective Stones decided to speak to the doctor. "I was very worried about him," the doctor explained. "He was so unhappy, he wanted to die. He'd worked at the factory for a long time and loved his job. He was really upset, and he hated his boss, Donald Thompson." Detective Stones thought about this for a long time. Suddenly, he remembered something. The knife in Scotland had one person's fingerprints. The knife in the shed had two people's fingerprints. Slowly, he understood what had happened. The fingerprints on the knife in the shed belonged to the murderer, Donald Thompson. However, Jeremy Foster's fingerprints were also on the knife. Probably he grabbed it during the fight. He decided to call Detective MacDonald. "Could you do something for me?" he asked. "I'll send you Jeremy Foster's fingerprints. Can you check them with the knife?" Detective MacDonald agreed. A week later, the test was complete. There were only one person's fingerprints on the knife in Scotland. They belonged to Jeremy Foster. "This is amazing," he thought. "It will make a great story for television." He was right. And 2 months later, Detective Stones was standing in front of the cameras. "So, Detective Stones," said the television presenter, "you're the most famous detective in the country. However, this time the real killer nearly got away." "Yes." Detective Stones smiled into the camera. "I couldn't believe there were two murder weapons. However, I remembered where he died." "Next to the railway track," said the presenter. "That was important," continued the detective. "You see, Jeremy Foster wanted two things. He wanted to die, and he wanted to hurt his boss, Donald Thompson. He decided to do both. One evening, he went into Donald Thompson's shed. He found a knife and cut himself with it. Then he put it back, so there was a knife with Donald Thompson's fingerprints and Jeremy Foster's blood. On the night of the murder, he followed Donald Thompson and argued with him. He made sure people saw the argument. When Donald Thompson left the pub, he followed him. He was very close to him. On the camera, it looked like they left together. There was only one thing left to do. Jeremy went to the railway track. When a train approached, he stabbed himself and threw the knife onto the train. What a story, said the television presenter. A story of revenge. A man kills himself to send another man to prison. He was the only killer who nearly escaped from the famous Detective Stones. Yes, replied the detective. Jeremy Foster was very clever. There was a murder weapon with his blood on it and Donald Thompson's fingerprints. The weapon was in Donald's shed. People saw the two men argue and leave the pub together. The real murder weapon had disappeared. Donald Thompson is a very lucky man. He almost spent his life in prison.